Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and Ye's back in the studio. And we reported on this a couple days ago as videos were coming out of Ye in the studio with the game. We heard a couple snippets. It was clear he was recording. There have been videos and photos since of him at a mic. And we don't know if he was necessarily recording for a game Hit-Boy project that's coming out, or if he's recording for something that he's doing, or all of the above, right? Like, he works with them, now they're working with him. But in this video, you can see Ye just kind of like geeking out to whatever's music's playing, and like the room is bouncing with the music, which, I mean, if Ye is vibing to a song and you're in the room, you best believe you're gonna vibe with the song no matter what. You can kind of just see him like bouncing around all excited. I mean, what's it mean? Are we gonna get new music soon? I hope so. But I mean, this isn't the only, like, Ye's been in the studio a lot this week, photographed in the studio a lot. There's this photo that came out a little earlier today. Ye, The Game, Antonio Brown, and Moneybagg Yo in the studio tonight. So you see Ye standing, and this Gap hoodie, there's speculation that this might be a Gap Balenciaga design. You can see that there's this faded Gap logo on the front of it. It seems like a different material, but it's that like blackout look that Ye has been rocking, and it seems like is going to be the major aesthetic of Yeezy Gap Engineer by Balenciaga. So maybe this is like the first piece that we're seeing from that, or maybe it's just something wild that is completely disconnected and Ye just has. But you can see The Game is in the Yeezy Gap jacket, which is pretty cool. And Antonio Brown here is just shocking. He's, what, a week removed from quitting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and showing up here. And, you know, as a Cleveland Browns fan, Antonio Brown was the golden child of the Pittsburgh Steelers for so long that it's hard for me to set aside my rivalry with the Steelers and, like, the amount that this man tortured my team for like a decade or however many years, as just the Steelers trounce the Browns over and over again. And just to see him smiling with Ye, I'm like, that's the enemy. That's the enemy. But it seems like he and Ye are getting along. And then The Game, like, low key, like, what? Like, did not expect that to be in the photo, and for the, like, the finger to be on, like, damn, man. And then, you know, Moneybagg Yo just hanging out, also in the, like, the blacked out, you notice everybody's wearing like all black. And then here, Ye, Antonio Brown, The Game, Whack 100 in the studio tonight, and Will.i.am making an appearance. And Will.i.am had been critical of Kanye in 2018, as many were, but seems to have come around. Either the memo to him about wearing all black got lost, or Will.i.am's just like, I'm Will.i.am, I'm gonna wear what I wear, you know? And I'm sure Ye respects that. Like, you know, that's your aesthetic, you're gonna do you, same way I'm gonna do me. I don't think he tried to kick him out of the studio for not wearing all black, but he's got the orange and the jean look going on, some cool shoes. But yeah, like, another group photo, and you got to wonder, like, you know, why is Will.i.am there? Is Ye going to collaborate with Will.i.am on this project? Like, is he working on Donda 2 right now? There was also Ye and Blueface, which I don't really know anything about Blueface aside from seeing his name pop up every now and then on Twitter. And then here you also have Chavo, who I also don't know anything about, but Chavo's in the studio as well as Donda's Place. It's just so, like, up on this. Like, Donda's Place and photos of Kanye are just, like, what, like, machines they are in terms of being on the cutting edge of gathering all of this stuff together. So shout out to both Donda's Place and photos of Kanye. It's hard to, like, praise one without praising the other, seeming as the two of them are in this, like, constant race. And then, like, Ye posted earlier to Instagram where he's just, like, hanging out with Julia Fox, and you can see that it was Ye's post. It's like Ye and Julia going, and then here they're walking outside. So, I mean, it's just like a wild series of events. We know he's in Los Angeles right now. There were photos of him yesterday or a day or two ago with the kids, but then also just, like, bouncing around the stadium. There was also video of Antonio Brown getting on a plane and flying from, I think he was in Miami still, to Los Angeles and being like touching down in Los Angeles. And then a few hours later, he's posting he's with Ye. So they're all currently in LA right now doing something, but it definitely looks like it's a different space than the green tile studio that Ye was in during the Donda listening parties. So I don't know if this is the space that the game was recording in and Ye's just kind of like making camp there and doing his own thing at the same time, or if they're just there working on the game and Hit-Boy project. Very curious, you know, to find out what's going on and see what comes out of these sessions, if anything. But we'll keep you up to date, you know, as things are happening, collecting all of the available information at the time, given some perspective and context. So stay tuned. And that's it. Until next time, stay wavy. And please, please keep it loopy. Cheers.